The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to The Scraps.
J-Man Jr. with the 7 months. MJ Kimball with the 16 months using that Twitch Prime. Love to see that. Katie, our good friend from Michigan, with the 400 bits, which is currency, which is essentially one bit is one penny. Ian Drax with the follow, TVC with the follow, Jody Abel with the follow on YouTube, which reminded me that we actually get alerts still from YouTube.
YouTube.
My wife came home and she said, I got frozen yogurt and chocolate sauce. And I'm really upset because I had no idea what she was talking about, but I had some clue that what she was talking about was actually chocolate syrup, but I hated that she called it chocolate sauce. And I was right. It's she got chocolate syrup, but she called it chocolate sauce.
Hmm.
Do you call it chocolate sauce or you call it chocolate syrup? It's chocolate syrup, right?
It's syrup, but this is a weird thing to get like all Seinfeld-y about.
What's the deal?
Honestly, I'm fine with you getting Seinfeld-y about it. There has to be standards.
Lion's blood says divorce.
This is where the seeds are planted. No, but I don't know. Like earlier, like that tweet that I sent you, Chris, about like the vaccines and that like Italian
in the culture center.
In the Italian culture center, and they're watching like a video of somebody like stirring red sauce. Like when I think of sauce, I think of like, you know, spaghetti sauce or something like that. Like I don't think of like is there dessert sauce?
When you say
chocolate sauces are called syrup, right?
I guess when you say chocolate sauce, I guess I'm you're thinking about fondue or something, or like that chocolate. The chocolate Wonderfall or something.
When you say the words chocolate sauce, I think chocolate syrup. That's it. That's the end of the conversation.
No, because because you probably got what? Did you get the like thing of that bottle of Hershey's syrup?
Bottle, yeah.
Yeah. So that to me, that's thick enough that I just think that's syrup. Yeah. Chocolate sauce is a little
more
thin than
that. But it's not like if someone says the words chocolate sauce,
it's like the chocolate
sauce,
waterfall
where
you put a fucking strawberry in it. That's not syrup. That's thin enough where it's sauce.
Listen.
But sauce can be thick. You're an Italian man. You know there are thick sauces.
I'm not even going to deign that with a response.
The only thing I'm saying is her saying chocolate sauce, we're talking like class action lawsuits.
I really wish I had continued the recorder for this.
We're talking potential federal criminal charges.
In case
you want to get that on? Yeah, I didn't get that in. We played a lot of the post game pressers, but I did not get the locker room vid. So we should probably go to that.
Do we want to go to that first, or do we want to Chris's angry rant about how the Colts are trash? I'm down. We'll get to both. Let's be clear here.
By the way, he's asked me to do this. He's the one who's like, are you going to want to do that? Are you going to demand to do this? I'm like, I will do it if you want. I thought I got my rage out on Twitter, but I will reheat it.
Anyways, we really need to be saving that conversation for the next segment.
Sure.
Because that's
sure.
Kind of what we said we were going to talk about. But
fuck the Colts.
Was that it?
You want? I'll talk about it.
It's yours.
Background. I feel like people need background every time I start laying into the Colts, because we at least understand when we lay into the Ravens, it's because Kyle has just been yanking our chain a lot, and we feel like yanking Kyle's chain back. When it comes to the Colts, it's explicitly on me, because I wrote something where I was tongue-in-cheek, and I said that their organization wastes quarterback talent, and that's why I don't want Stafford to go there. And I was inundated. That somehow found its way over to the Stampede Blue Writers, the SB Nation blog for Colts stuff. And suddenly I had their fans screaming at me. And not only, if it was just fans, that'd be one thing. I had one writer trying to do the fucking Protestant thing where he's like, oh, I'm going to pray for you. I'm trying to make this world better than where I found it. It's like, dude, you write about sports. Shut up. You're not making the world better. Shut up. And then another guy in my DMs threatening to report me to who is it, Joel Thorman or whoever the higher up at SB Nation is, saying I wasn't professional and that he was going to have them look at me being employed at a writing at SB Nation and try to get it yanked unless I tore down my column and apologized. Apologize for fucking what? An opinion? Soft as baby ass mother is on the planet, man. It's why I hate that entire state of Indiana. I feel justified hating it. And I couldn't think
except for Mrs. Ruby, to be clear.
Mrs. Ruby in Indiana? Oh, no. She's fantastic then. And South Bend, you know, my dad went to Notre Dame. My mother went to St. Mary's in South Bend. You know, that's fine. But like Colts fans, like get over here and let me kick your ass. But I, you know what? I don't even need to kick your ass, because that's what happened down south. That's what happened in Jacksonville. You gave, so after yelling at me for saying that you waste quarterback talent and you don't know what a good quarterback is, and that you just decide that you're going to go cheapskate on Matthew Stafford, you go out and give up a draft pick to get Carson Wentz. You get Carson Wentz, and then you go and then you just flail around in the season. You have 7 Pro Bowlers. You have Jonathan Taylor, who was like maybe getting MVP votes at one point in the season. You flail around for the entire fucking season. You go down to Jacksonville. You just need to win against the fucking Jaguars. One game and you're in. Against the Jaguars. Against the fucking Jaguars. And half their fans are... And you know what happens? Instead, you get laughed out of the building. Trevor Lawrence is whipping your ass. Your offense isn't doing shit. Carson Wentz looks like he can't even start in a fucking NFL game for the rest of his life. And you know what? Half of their fans are dressed like clowns. Half their fans are dressed like clowns to the point where a sponsor pulled their sponsorship because they didn't want to be around the clown out. And that happened. They clowned out like a U.S. citizen naturalization ceremony in the middle at halftime. Because they're so mad at their owner and they're so mad at the state of that organization, an organization that is just flailing and bombing and still wants Trent Baalke fired and still wants Shad Khan gone. And that's who you lost to. That's how your entire season ended. to Carson Wentz not knowing how to throw the football. And you want to be mad at me because I'm saying that you guys don't understand quarterback talent? This is a long bird. I have my revenge. I have built up the brick wall. You have your cask of Antonito or whatever the hell it is. I don't remember my Poe. Like, I am vindicated today, man. I am vindicated today. I don't have to see your shitty organization in the playoffs at all. I have held this grudge, and I held grudges very, very well. To the Jaguars, Jeremy.
I'm going to do something I very rarely do on this podcast, Chris, and I'm going to give you credit because this entire offseason, even into, you know, October, November, this league was under the Colts spell. People were talking about how great of an organization this was, the coaching talent, the front office. I mean, you mentioned this team had, eight Pro Bowlers?
People could accurate? Not stop 7, and people could not stop praising Frank Wright, front office, for the job they did. And I kept saying over and over again is that I thought it was overrated. And I thought it was like they just could not get quarterback talent together because they didn't understand what the hell it was.
And listen, I'm mea culpa. I believed in the Colts this year. I thought they were going to win that division and maybe even win it handily. And I mean, not only did you lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, but you didn't manage to make the playoffs in a year in which the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger somehow got the Steelers
got in over the postseason.
The Steelers. The Steelers, in which the Lions should have just taken to the shed and almost did.
Ben Roethlisberger's decrepit career, which Drew McGarry is ripping apart in the pages of the San Francisco Chronicle, is in the playoffs, and you were at home with Carson Wentz, and you gave. And by the way, you gave up your first round draft pick for him. The Eagles have that. The Eagles have that. By the way, the Eagles are going to the playoffs. You're not.
And they. And by the way, last week I believe they were also in a win and in situation. They had that game against the Raiders, and then they give up a big touchdown towards the end of that game and lose.
Like, no, Riley, if the Chargers and Raiders tie, both the Chargers and Raiders are in. The Colts are out regardless of who.
No. I'm saying the week before.
No. I'm responding 17. To something. I'm responding to something in chat. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't like to dunk on teams after they suffer what I have to imagine. Yeah, it's an easy comeback.
It's like, you're a Lions fan. Why do you get the right to talk?
Gut break. I can't imagine how Colts fans are feeling right now, but. I mean, they kind of, the ones that asked for your job, Chris, they are well deserved in their pain this evening.
Remember when they hired Josh McDaniels?
And he went right back to the Patriots.
And he was like, "No, I'm actually no. This, my bad."
Andrew Luck retired rather than keep playing for that team, and it was justified.
Josh McDaniel said, "I'll be blacklisted from ever getting another head coaching position instead of being the head coach here." Because he said that would effectively make me just as unhireable.
And that's the thing. It's like, where is the help going to go? You put your eggs in the Carson Wentz basket. You looked at Matthew Stafford. He's like, "Ooh, too rich for our blood. We are going to do this the right way. We're going to do this the Colts way." You know what the Colts legacy is? Drunk deadbeat owners and guys getting popped for like suitcases full of poppers and shipping your team out of Baltimore in the middle of the night. Don't talk to me about valor, honor, or you're just trying to do the right thing by writing about this stink ass franchise. Don't ever come for my job.
Let me throw the biggest Molotov cocktail at the Indianapolis Colts right now. Ready?
Go for it.
They would be a playoff team if Mitchell Trubisky was their starting quarterback.
Ouch.
No, any clue what's going to happen to Judge?
They said they're keeping Judge for another year already. They declared that last week.
I know, but it's gone downhill since they declared it real fast.
I mean, can you really go more downhill than what the Giants have done in these last couple weeks?
No, and that's why you should fire him.
They're like... This is why, like you said, context matters so much, because the Giants are 4-13. The Lions are 3-13-1. The Giants lost their last six games. The Lions go 3-3 in their last six games. And the Giants, here's their last six losses. 20-9, 37-21, 21-6, 34-10, 29-3, 22-7. There's not a single one game possession game in there. They are just getting smoked. Boy. They're not scoring any points in any of these games. Galladay is stinking it up. There is no hope for that team. And again, I'm probably pushing into what I'm going to talk about next segment, but like, isn't this kind of the perfect scenario for the Lions? Like, if it pleases both team tank and team, like, I just want to see this team play better. They played better. They still got the number two pick. Indigo wants the list cast. Says rank the North Division with Aaron Rodgers no longer in Green Bay.
Oh my God, because I just don't know what Green Bay would do without him.
Well, their offseason is like so much in flux, because it's not just about Aaron Rodgers. It's obviously about Davante Adams. It's about some of their pass rushers too, I think, are on expiring contracts or expensive contracts.
I just don't think they fall off completely. I just don't.
No, they're too good of an organization, honestly, to completely fall off. And they should probably return as favorites. Even, I don't know, are they favorites without Aaron Rodgers?
That really depends on who their quarterback is. That's what I keep coming back to. Is like, because I don't think it's Jordan Love. But will they draft the replacement, or will they? And like, this is the Packers we're talking about, who just discovered what free agency is like 5 years ago.
They're definitely not going to give up on Jordan Love yet. Jordan Love, whenever Aaron Rodgers is gone, Jordan Love has the keys for at least a season.
Yeah, there was that weird Boomer Esiason thing. And like, I don't want to even talk about that, but one of the keys was that Aaron Rodgers was calling out someone else in the organization, was saying like, you wonder why I said Jordan Love should be ready or whatever. Like, but I mean, clearly Aaron Rodgers thinks Jordan Love is his successor.
Oh boy.
Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears.
Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears. I would probably go Packers, Lions, Bears, Vikings.
Bears do have their quarterback.
I think Kirk Cousins is getting dealt this offseason.
Tough. That's a fully guaranteed contract. So whoever is taking Kirk Cousins is taking whatever.
I've heard the proposed trade, and it seems to make a lot of sense. My friend Bo Benson.
Tell me the Colts.
No.
Dang it.
No. This one's going to curl your blood even worse. Baker Mayfield for Kirk Cousins.
Who's that even a good move for? Is that
the Browns? It's a good
move. I feel like
that's
a bad move for both of them.
It's an upgrade
like,
for the Browns.
It's ultimately bad moves for each of them. Like, it's a net negative for both of them.
But you could still see them doing it.
I mean, maybe, sure. It's just funny because usually when you think of trades, you either award one winner or you say that was a winner for both sides. Very rare do you get the both loser trade.
They both lose.
Baker Mayfield. I don't see him being long term in Cleveland, man.
Man,
he's oh my god, man.
I want to see what chat thinks for NFC North next season. I mean, I don't think there's any possible way you could argue that if Rodgers is gone next year, the Lions are the only one with the arrow pointing up, right?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe the Bears because they have Justin
Fields. I was going to say because Fields. Like, that might be the only reason why if they get the right guy and they're in Chicago, that would be the only reason why.
Yeah.
So I could see it being Packers, Bears, Lions, Vikings.
Okay. I am kind of interested, though, what Chris said. Like, how long can that defense hold on? They're still playing pretty well.
I mean,
but I don't know.
There's nowhere to hide Justin Fields now, too. Like, all these Lions fans who were killing the Lions for missing on Justin Fields, I don't see a lot of them anymore. I don't know if that's premature. I know he's a rookie, but...
Nick, you got to take it easy on Kyle.
You got to. Wow, man.
But thank you for the 100 bits. I'm not going to read that out loud.
No, that's too cruel. I guess the Bears all hinge on Justin Fields. And I don't like that bet. I don't like that bet.
I don't know. Because
he's still got a shit offensive line.
I was going to look something up when I got home. Does anyone know what Matt Patricia's record against the NFC North was? I know he never beat the Vikings.
Never beat the Bears. Yes.
How many times did he beat the Packers? Twice? He swept him in the first year. So he got 2 wins in 3 years in the NFC North. Is that right? Do I have that right? I think that's right.
Vivitor brings up a good point too. Chicago doesn't have a first round pick because they gave up their first round pick this year for getting Justin Fields.
Although it does seem like this is the year to not have a first round pick.
They're not going to retain Allen Robinson either.
I don't think Allen Robinson wants to come back.
Yeah.
Wait, the Lions did beat the Bears once last year.
Jim Harbaugh is not going to the Bears. Jim Harbaugh is too smart to go to the Bears.
I was going to say, yeah, I do have money on tonight's game. It's a free bet, but...
Free bet! There it is! I never did the bingo card, but now I decided that free space in the middle is just going to be Ryan's free bet.
When are you going to run out of free bets? Like 2027?
Hopefully soon. I don't like gambling anymore.
Oh, we didn't talk about the hot dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's bad.
Yeah, like, it's bad. That's it. That's a minor league ballpark food. That's something you put in like fucking a AA ballpark. Leave that out of the majors.
The Houston Rockets are very bad, but can you imagine eating a bacon macaroni and cheese chili dog?
I mean, with, you know, Fruit Loops is just pebbles. Like Fruit Loops is just like corn and wheat meal plus powdered sugar.
Can you imagine watching that and watching the Rockets getting throttled by 34 points? Like, they're losing by 34 and you're eating some cereal hot dog?
In case no one knows what we're talking about, because no one decided to explain it, this is what we're talking
now,
about.
Now there's the worst comment I've ever seen in our Twitch chat, which is MJ Kimball saying hot dog sauce.
Hot dog with mac and cheese, bacon, and Fruit Loops for some reason. And my only reaction to this is that the Houston Rockets must be a last place team because why? I mean,
they are.
Okay.
Again, that is something you get from like the Erie Seawolves. That's not something you get going to an NBA game.
We don't have James Harden or Tracy McGrady anymore, but here's Fruity Pebbles on a meat tube.
You really included Tracy McGrady in the same sentence as James Harden.
I'm pulling from like 15 years ago knowledge about basketball. I couldn't tell you a single person on that team. I probably couldn't tell you a single person that was on that
team.
No,
I get that. I get that. But like, I would assume you know enough to not to realize that like James Harden is like at least five tiers above Tracy McGrady.
No.
Hey, just so you guys know, when I said the Lions were going to win four games, I really just meant they would tally wins in four different games.
Oh, come on. You can't round up.
They tallied a win in four games. Just one of them happened to be a half win.
Shut up. God.
God.
Third segment, please.
That was The Scraps.